Whoever wins the mayor's race tonight will have the pressure of delivering a history-making victory speech. WNYC dug through its archives to hear how some past mayors-elect have declared victory, laid out their visions for the future, and reflected on the city's history.
I will not fail in making real this triumph. Neither will I fail the trust the people of New York have placed in me. We will work together to make our great city once again the Empire City of the world.
This has been a tremendous victory for all of us. I'm grateful and at the same time humbled by the mandate the people of the city have given me.
I also want to thank the people of our five boroughs for supporting me, but even more, I want to thank them for standing together and turning this city around. New Yorkers, you are the magnificent 7.5 million. And because of you, New York City has a future again.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
My father remembers when he was young, talking with neighbors who themselves remembered the days of slavery. Tonight, we forge a new link in that chain of memory. One of those folks my dad knew never thought America would see. They could hope, but not really believe that someday someone like them would be elected to the highest office of the greatest city in the world. I stand here now as your next mayor because of the fair-mindedness and decent instincts of the people of New York. We won because that fairness and that decency are an indelible part of the gorgeous mosaic of this city.
My government will not be a government of Republicans or Democrats. It'll be a government of Republicans and Democrats, of liberals, conservatives, of independents, of black and white, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, men, women, gay, lesbian. All groups are part of this city. When people say the word New York, I want them to think of the best, the most creative, the most courageous government in the United States of America. We are entitled to nothing less.
I am committed to put together the best team anybody has ever assembled. It is going to be a team that truly reflects all the best this city has to offer. All its diversity, all its inclusiveness. This is New York, and it's going to be for all New Yorkers.
The dream team.
We suffered a terrible tragedy on September 11th, and we are just not going to let the terrorists beat us. The whole civilized world is proud of New York. We handle ourselves better than anybody could. We're going to be the winners out of all of this. New York is alive and well and open for business.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap.
little town blues are melting away.
Those were Mayors Lindsay, Beam, Koch, Dinkins, Giuliani, and Bloomberg. Who will be New York's next mayor? Tune in to WNYC's election night coverage hosted by Brian Lehrer, starting tonight at 8 p.m. on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio.